Bit of a crazy game in places. How'd you assess that afternoon?
Exactly to a T what I thought it would be. You know, from start to finish, it's all action. You know, it's all, you know, balls everywhere, throw-ins, corners, free kicks. But you've got to come across it. You know, Martin's done very well in his career. I've got loads of respect for Martin Allen, his team and his staff. And they come and try and do a job on people. You know, very successful team last year. And they play to their strengths. You know, it's up to us to accommodate that and try and put our beliefs on the pitch and be productive into what we do. And luckily, you know, we got the result. But still, there's a lot of work to be done.
It's always satisfying, though, when you come from behind to get a win. It
certainly is. You know, I think you'll see certain results around the country. Once teams go behind, you know, they stay behind. But our lads, they've got a bit of belief into them. You know, they've got a bit of solidity. You know, they believe in the philosophy that we're trying to put in place. But like I said initially, there's still a lot of work to be done. We certainly won't get carried away. And we'll just take each game at a time.
What can you say about Connor Chaplin, given his opportunity today and getting two goals?
The short time I've known Connor is, like I just said in a previous interview, he's a lad who likes football, who loves football and loves scoring. So it's a great habit he's got. You know, the longer he does that, the longer the manager will keep picking him. But like you say, I thought that around the pitch today, he stuck to the task. You know, it's Connor's day today. Adam McGurk, who comes into the team, who does very well as you know, also. And it's a squad game. You know, we won't win a league with 11 players. We won't get promoted with 11 players or get in the playoffs or wherever we finish. You know, so it's important that we put work ethic and an application and habits into the whole squad and the whole team, and you know, we've tried to do that since we've been in here, and we'll continue to do that after today.
Guy Whittingham said in commentary for us that Chaplin is one of those players who has composure in front of goal. It's not necessarily a common thing, particularly in youngsters.
No, it's not. And you'll see him on a daily basis. You know, you lads knock around the training ground a lot, and you'll see him on a daily basis. He's out there practicing. You know, he is repetitive. He's got a great technique around him, and you know, he doesn't obviously faze him. And like you've seen, he loves scoring goals, which is, again, you know, the more he does that, the more we'll try and leave him out. But no, he's got a great application to the game.
Gary Roberts came off at half-time. Seemed to pick up, was it an ankle problem in the first half? What's the prognosis there?
It was the tackle initially at the far side. You know, off the first glance, it was an awful tackle. Thought the referee did miss that, but, you know, it's a tough job, the officiating, so no, we'll dust ourselves down. He'll come in tomorrow and we'll see how he is. But thankfully, it didn't affect our shape and our momentum. And
but hopefully nothing serious, because it did look initially. You wince when those tackles
go. Yeah, you do, mate. And hopefully, like I said, we won't know until tomorrow. But, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and see.
Second half, obviously, Barnett furious with the second goal. What was your view from your point of view?
From where I initially saw it, and this is my honest opinion, it's good officiating again. The linesman's flag goes up for a lad who is offside, but the lad who scores, he's not interfering with play, and he, you know, makes a great intelligent run in Adam McGurk, and he goes and finishes the ball very well. So I don't think their lads stopped at all for Adam's run. So it's a great officials today.
And the red card, the second yellow for the keeper?
Again, I don't know. I don't really want to comment. I can't see it. It's come obviously off the back of the first booking. You know, the lads are coming, and the referee thought they were wasting time and trying to stop the momentum of the game. You know, you've got to remember, it's not cheap to watch football at the minute. And when you know, teams come and try and spoil and, you know, stop games, it's tough to watch. So, you know, fair play to the referee for getting the game going again.
Final few. No Jaden Stockley in the squad today?
He had a baby girl on Friday. So, you know, obviously with the lad as young as he is, and it's his first child, it was early in the morning, so, you know, you can imagine it being all over the place. We took the decision to let Jaden be with his family and his new baby girl, so congratulations to Jaden.
And just finally, you've had the frustration of the last two home games getting draws, so to go behind, come back and win today must just be hugely satisfying.
Oh, it's correct. It's a process. I think, you know, at the end of the campaign, you'll finish where you believe that you should finish, and you know, today's win makes them two draws good results in my eyes, because it's points on the board and you're still unbeaten. You know, over the past few years, you know, the club's gone through a process and a transition that they're still going through. You know, we can't be promoted or we can't be successful yesterday. Like I've just said, it's a process, whether it's this year, next year or the year after. You know, this club will get, you know, its credentials back, and I'm sure it will. Hopefully, you know, we can be part of that.